to call our system democratic is just nomenclature, just a word. It doesn't mean have anything to do with the roots of the word or mean that it's actually democratic. Like saying that a democracy is where the will of the people guide policy is just a confusion of what's actually going on. And for Luhmann, what a democracy is in the way that we use it to say that America is a democracy or Canada is a democracy, Western Europe's a democracy, is to just say that the people governed by a body get to hold a referendum every 4 or 5 years or whatever it is on the current party in power. That's all they are responding to. Are they doing well? Are they doing poorly? And this is a binary decision. It doesn't take nuance. It doesn't take reflection. You give the governing body at that time a thumbs up, or you give them a thumbs down by voting for the opposition. And this is why all these systems, all of these political systems, including ours, despite the fact that we have three parties, but every single one ranges from an infinity of options, potentially, to binaries, where they are liberal, conservative, labor, Tory, Democrat, Republican, left, right. Because over time, without new disruptions, the systems resist outside irritation. So in our country, even though we have three national parties, two of them are always pretty much on the same side.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it becomes two-sided. So for Luhmann, the political system is three parts. So politics proper. This is where politicians speak to each other. They have policies. They debate in parliament. They pass policy on to the second part, which is the administrators. The administrators are those government employees that work in the departments of education or the departments
of civil servants.
Yeah, bureaucracy.
Civil servants.
They stay there despite who's in power, but they supposedly get told what to do by those who are in power. And then, of course,
There's a great old British comedy called Yes Minister that from the 80s that is basically like about the permanent bureaucracy. And it's actually quite funny. And the whole shtick is like that the permanent ministers, right, the kind of assistant ministers, or I think they're called chief secretaries in Britain, the minister comes in and they think that they're going to make all these decisions. And the comedy of the show is how really the bureaucracy is just like preventing the minister from actually implementing any radical changes.
Yeah, this is like it's not the deep state, but it's the permanent state.
Exactly, exactly.
So those are the first two parts of the political system. And the third part, of course, is the public mass. But I have to stress that the public mass does not act as individual rational actors, because you make a single binary decision once every 4 years. And you only have two choices. I guess we have three, but you know, it's a
kind of,
it's a very simplified choice. The outcomes will be the same. And we call this whole thing democracy, even though it's circular. So the changes, the whole system is designed by what's called differentiation. It's designed almost to make sure that nothing changes. Now, that doesn't mean that nothing can change, because systems can always collapse from outside irritation. But it's kind of, it expresses the pointlessness of voting, because you just give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. That's the extent of your input as a voter. And they don't care, yeah. Or the political system, I should say, does not care whether you're a full person. It doesn't care about your race. It doesn't care about your gender identity, anything like that. You are just a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And the thumbs up is to say, keep doing what you're doing. The thumbs down is, we're going to let the other people have a shot at this. So the reason that it's not democratic in that sense for Luhmann is that the ruling party and the opposition party, both of them, neither of them has to really observe public opinion. So public opinion will have an effect if it shifts dramatically, and it will take a long time for it to have an effect. But most of the time, and this is Luhmann's main point, and I hope I'm being clear, Lumen's main point is that those two parties, the ruling party and the opposition party, they spend all their time observing each other. They spend all their time reacting to the other. They said, this person did this. This is so wrong. And then when the tables turn, then it's this party did this. Look at how wrong it is. So they spend all their time observing each other. And this is like the extent of what politics is in a Western liberal democracy. So all of our ideals, this is why it's relieving for me, all of our ideals we can throw out the window. Your vote doesn't matter because the political system is meant so that two parties are aimed at each other. The giant bureaucracy just stays in place, functioning as it usually does. And then the mass gets a thumbs up or thumbs down once every 4 or 5 years.